setting the bookbinding machines, I breathed a bright yellow for mental clarity and sharpness. On days I worked in the gardens at the city farm on the premises, I breathed green to make myself more intuitive to the plant's needs. Today, I needed only to rise above the material plane and ask my soul whether it was time for me to figure out and make any important decisions. I walked to a park bench along the circumference of my circle. Fishing a deck of thick oracle cards out of my pocket, I held them in front of me. I channeled my higher self, the terracotta statue that stood next to the main gate of Augarten in my dream vision, by the wall with the painted wings where people took photos posing as angelic. I felt the distance between us. My higher self was the closest to the gods as I would ever be, and it was hard not to resent him for it. I addressed the statue. I have a decision to make that will alter my fate. The guardian spirit of Augarten made a bargain with Michelle, the most recent lower manifestation of you, my higher self. Michelle promised Augarten to wield his magic for her, but Ian prevented it. My guardian angel stole Michelle's magic and gave it to the Archangel Michael for safekeeping, but ultimately, it is my decision whether to let her have it. Is today the day I must make that decision? I tossed the tiles onto the ground, then sank to my knees. Without looking, I chose 5 of them, letting my higher self guide which ones I took, and gathered up the rest. When I had lost Ian, Florian had helped me find a divination system that I could use to ask my higher self questions, since I no longer had anyone to guide me. The tree oracle seemed a good fit, for obvious reasons, my body being grown from a tree, for one, and I was adamant about keeping away from tarot. Tarot had been the system Michelle had used to predict his own death, and managed to save Florian from dying thereby. It brought up too much pain. Setting the 5 tiles on the park bench, I sat and examined them. Found in an old divination book, each tree of the oracle held distinct correspondences. Practicing over the last year, I had now had them all memorized. Caution, rushing ahead foolishly. Prudence, arrogance. Okay, I think today is not the day that I need to make this decision. A weight lifted from my belly, but it never quite left. This was the most consequential decision I would surely ever have to make, and I could not help but think that my higher self was pushing me to make it soon, even if not today. Shuffling the tiles back into the deck, I focused my intention. What do I need to know about the day ahead of me? I did a 3-tile draw this time. Patience, love, and hard work. That sounded like a good day, despite the circumstances. I thanked the oracle and tucked the cards back into my coat pocket. Relaxing on the park bench, I kept my eyes closed as my tears pooled but did not fall. Today marked 1 year. 1 year without my angel, without Ian. I felt Florian enter my circle, so I took a moment to get my emotions under control. Then my beloved slid onto the bench, straddling my lap and lazily draping his arms around my shoulders. Florian kissed my forehead and I hummed. His warm hazel eyes shone with contentment and peace, even though his brown hair and short-cropped facial hair showed streaks of gray that came too early for him at 41. I fell in love all over again from the way he looked at me. "You done, cuddlebug?" Florian cooed. I nodded. "I drew the pine branch for hard work today." A laugh burst from him, his expression filled with mirth. "Good. Let's get back to the shop and start scrubbing. I bet Saul's nearly done with his prayers."